It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Trey Schaap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. By Beechwood Hospitality, we partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. UAMS Ortho Now is now open at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. If you have an orthopedic injury, sports, work, or anything else, walk in and see the best in orthopedic care. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to noon. Call them for more information. 501-686-TOSH. That's 501-686-8674. Coming up on this edition of From the Shortgrass, part two of my sit-down interview with the president of Pinehurst, Tom Patchley. I recently traveled to Pinehurst, North Carolina to play some golf, but also was able to sit down and talk with Tom about Pinehurst. In this episode, you're going to learn more about what is coming for the future of Pinehurst. New golf courses. Will they have indoor golf? Stay tuned. You won't want to miss it. I'm back with more after this.
The next time you travel to El Dorado and need overnight accommodations, the Haywood Hotel is where you need to stay. The Haywood El Dorado Tapestry Collection by Hilton is a great place to stay if you're in South Arkansas, listening to live music, or playing the challenging Mystic Creek Golf Club. Take time and relax in their bar for a drink before going out on the town for dinner. The Haywood, 210 South Washington, right in the heart of downtown El Dorado. Search the Haywood El Dorado on the web or call 800-293-0718 for reservations. The Haywood, a Beechwood Hospitality property.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you. With state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons, it's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS Ortho Now is right here for you at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health, where motion lives and service leads.
At Stevens, our philosophy is to invest every dollar as if it were our own, to seize opportunity, to anticipate rather than react, to deliver constant focus in an ever-changing world, and to pursue the objectives of our clients in order to help them reach their financial goals. A proven history of helping companies and individuals. Stevens, member NYSE SIPC.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am Trey Schaap. Blair Allen and Matthew Allen, Beechwood Hospitality. When you need an overnight place to stay, make sure you find one of their properties. They've got them. Beechwood Hospitality, a great place to stay and a great sponsor of From the Shortgrass. I recently traveled to Pinehurst, North Carolina to play some golf with former Little Rock head basketball coach Joe Foley. We took our wives. We had a great time. And while I was there, I was able to sit down with the president of Pinehurst, Tom Patchley. This is part two. I pick right up where we left off. We talked about Pinehurst number 10 in our last episode. That's where we left off. We pick up with talking about Pinehurst number 8. And the history around the logo of it, and so much more in this episode. On the tee, the president of Pinehurst, Tom Patchley.
I've also had a chance to play number 8, and I think it is a very well-designed course and one that can obviously cater to all playing abilities, because it is one that, yeah, you can go back and it can play tough. You can move up, and it'll play pretty easy for you.
Yep. Eight is one of my favorites. When people ask me, where do I like to go? I like to retreat out to eight. Similarly, no houses really around the golf course. It's only one course. The clubhouse is beautiful, sits up on the high spot. Tom Fazio did that course. It opened in 1995 to celebrate our centennial anniversary. It was 100 years at the time. We redid the golf course maybe 4 years ago to just enhance things a little bit, enhance the clubhouse. So I absolutely love the experience out there. And we just built some brand new cottages you might have seen while you were there. So we've got some four-bedroom cottages, some eight-bedroom cottages out there. So it is a really unique place to stay. Believe it or not, Trey, it's our only rooms that have a view of golf. It's such a golf-centric destination.
Yeah.
That's the only place you can stay and look out the window and see golf.
Yeah, no, the Carolina Hotel. You don't see any golf. You see pine trees. That's one thing that, I realize, yeah, the name Pinehurst, it fits down here because there's a lot of pine. Back to number eight, though, Tom. The logo, it's the number eight with a line below it. And we were talking before we started recording, you're a marketing guy, and you were kind of looking at the logo when it first came to you. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, when we redid the golf course, we decided it was time to freshen up the logo. And so, in comes an email, and it's, logo concept for number eight. And I opened it up, and I was like, it was the number eight with a line underneath the logo. I thought, what a lazy logo design. It's easy to just put a line underneath a number, and is that supposed to anchor it?
How much did we pay them for that logo?
And then as I was critiquing it, I said, well, maybe if you move the line to the top, it actually looks like the number 100. Oh, wait a minute. If I turn it to the side, so it, when you look at it the right way, it looks like the number 100 because it's the centennial course. And so it means even more to me now having discovered it. If somebody pointed it out, it's kind of clever, but I went through the journey. Thank goodness I didn't reply to that email until the light bulb went off,
right.
And then I got it. But yeah, I think I'm glad you love number eight. It's sometimes now that you got 2, 4, 10, 8. 8 used to be up there in this number two spot of courses that people would play. I think it's still solid in the top four, but I it's in my top two.
Obviously, number four just had some greens redone this summer. Why was that?
Yeah, so Gil Hance redid Pinehurst number four in 2017, I believe it was, and did a wonderful job. It feels way more like a Sandhills experience with the exposed sand and wire grass. But as we came out of this winter, the greens just didn't bounce back. And, we have five courses that are right here in the same place, and it just confounded us as to why those greens didn't recover. And we had some hope in March that, okay, there's some signs of life, and as with the soil temperatures rise, we had optimism that they would come back. But then come April, they weren't getting any better. We were disappointing a lot of our guests who we were believing anybody who said it was going to get better, and they just weren't. And so we made the difficult decision to shut it down. And it was an orchestration of a lot of different all hands on deck to get it done. But we got it done in I think it was 11 weeks to get the greens totally redone. And now they've got a great drainage infrastructure. If you follow us on Instagram, you can kind of see the serpentine drains. There's 18 inches of gravel that goes underneath a green surface like that for drainage. So anyhow, the greens are now built to last and just reopened a week or so ago. Happy to have number four back. Thank goodness, we had to move thousands of golfers who were scheduled to play number four off of that golf course, but luckily we had 9 other courses we could move them to.
I was going to say, the fact that you have so many other courses kind of helps you out. When you have a situation like that, when something does pop up with one course, you have time where you can shut it down, just move them around. Some might not be happy with it, but hey, that's part of it. Number nine, number seven, not tied to the clubhouse per se right here, or six, correct?
Correct.
But all the others are? Outside of 8 and 10, obviously, already talked about.
1 through 5 all contiguous with the clubhouse, and the rest of them are satellite courses, if you will. No, nothing more than 4 miles away. And the other one that's here, we don't count the cradle. Say we have 10 courses, but we also have the cradle, so you could say 10 and a half. And did you play the cradle yet?
I did. It is fantastic.
You mentioned I'm a marketing guy. I would tell you, from my perspective, the cradle did more to tell people who Pinehurst is than anything we had done. It having been here for as long as I have, we celebrate the championships and the history, and there's a lot of black and white photos on our walls. And I could see people saying, well, man, is this a museum? You know, is Pinehurst any fun, or is it just like a history lesson? And I think the Cradle showed everybody, look, it's nine holes. We play music. You can kick your shoes off if you want to. There's a cocktail turnhouse right there after the third hole. And Pinehurst does not take itself too seriously. It is a place where a beginner can go and feel comfortable. A child can roll down the hill, you know, like they do at a ballpark, and no one's going to doubt it. No one's going to question it. So I think the Cradle has really done so much for us.
And, Tom, speaking of logos, I think the Cradle has one of the best, most awesome logos in the game of golf, with the little C, with Putter Boy just hanging out in that C.
Yep, it is. It is a beautiful logo, and it's the laid back vibe. You know, it's right there. The little guy's taking a nap, and the C is like a cradle. And we have fun with that logo. You know, that's one in the springtime. We put dogwood flowers and azaleas around it. And in the fall, we have a fall cradle logo with the leaves changing colors. And so, you know, the Cradle has just been a beautiful gift. I call it a celebration of golf. I mean, mm-hmm. if you can just go out there and smile. I see parents pushing strollers. You see three generations of families out there playing, all abilities. It is just... it's phenomenal.
And you don't need anything more than a pitching wedge to play it.
Yep. You can putt your way around it if you wanted to. So I've never done it.
But, I don't think. Yeah. Maybe you could. Yeah.
There may be. You may have to go sideways. But yeah, you could. There. And we have on the starter building there, we have all these different records that have been set. And there's a one club record that I don't know what it is, but the number of holes in one are tracked there. I think we've had probably approaching 3,000 holes in one.
It was there. Over 2,000. I remember seeing that.
Okay.
Yep. And the low score.
We've got like the fastest.
18.
That's ridiculous. The math doesn't make sense. And the fastest round is like 9 minutes. I mean,
nine minutes. They had to have been running.
We got to check the scoreboard. We got. Oh yeah, yeah.
Because it took me an hour.
Well, we do a fun event there. You know, a lot of places celebrate the summer solstice and play as many holes as they can on the longest day of the year. We do the winter solstice on the Cradle. It's the shortest day of the year.
Yeah.
And a group comes out and plays all day long and raises money for charity.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Yeah, the Cradle is just a place where you realize Pinehurst doesn't take itself too seriously.
Tom, playability, time of year, does it change? Do you have to shut down some courses in the wintertime, or does Pinehurst stay open year-round, 365?
365. We're 12 months. And, you know, there is from middle of December through the end of February, you get some cold days. We may get one or two snow ice events per year. When the temperature gets a little too cold, somewhere around 26 degrees, we have to cover the greens with this Bermuda grass. It handles the heat well, but the cold, it likes a little blanket in the wintertime sometimes. But you know, come April, we start emerging from dormancy, and the dogwoods and azaleas are starting to bloom. And so April is a really fun time to be here. May is ideal. I've become kind of a fall person lately, even though I grew up in Augusta and I'm used to pollen. In the fall, the weather and the turf conditions are ideal. So if somebody could pick, from my perspective, the absolute best time to come to Pinehurst, it'd be October.
Wow.
It would be October.
I might be back. course number 11 is in the works. How did that come about?
10's not enough. You know, number 11, Core and Crenshaw are going to be starting that golf course this fall. Originally, they had done a routing for what would have been number 10. This goes way back, Trey, to like 2011. And so we had acquired this golf course 4 miles down the road, the Pitt Golf Links, and we owned 700 acres around it. So we had 900 acres. And we asked them to potentially design a golf course. We didn't need more golf back then. And so they've been working on this routing for a golf course down there for over 10 years. Post-pandemic, golf demand is sky high. We waited a little while to see if it was going to stick. Sure enough, we needed more golf. So that's when we built number 10. And demand continues to grow. And so we have made the decision, yes, we're going to build an 11th golf course down there. It is going to be connected to number 10. So it's a development we're calling the Sand Mines. It's historically was a sand mining operation, so you get some really neat landforms down there from the remnants of the sand mining operation. So Pinehurst Sand Mines is going to be the home to Pinehurst number 10. Number 11, I told you, number 10 is big and wide and 90 feet of elevation change. Number 11 is going to be a more tighter golf experience, more intimate, but it goes over these humps and bumps of these remnants of the mining operation that are really cool. So Bill Corr has said, you know, he can't imagine there are two courses that are that close to each other that play more differently.
Really?
Which, from a variety standpoint, that's what you want. So to be able to have that eventually, we're going to build a lodge down there. So we're going to have a small lodge. We're going to have cabins. We're going to have food and beverage operations. So there'll be a time when someone in the fall of 2027, you could come and do a trip, stay at the sand mines, play number 10 and number 11, and theoretically never leave. You wouldn't have to come here unless you wanted to come play number 2 or the cradle. We've got a great opportunity down there at the sand mines. We anticipate we'll build another short course. The cradle's been such a big hit. Number 11 should open in the fall of 2027. Corr Crenshaw. Their name is so synonymous with Pinehurst because they did the restoration of number 2, but we wanted to have one of their original courses because they're, you know, arguably the best ones working right now.
Yeah, they're pretty good at what they do. I've been fortunate enough to play several of their courses that they have designed, and they're top of the top. There's no doubt about that. Tom, it's easy for people to get here and stay, and I think you guys make it so much easier once you're here on property. Because when you get your room key, you're also given another card that explains everything that you have. And if you want to bring some non-golfers, you can do that. I brought my wife. I'm here with Coach Joe Foley, and he brought his wife. They've been to the spa. They're going to the spa again. There's stuff for non-golfers to do as well in Pinehurst, isn't there?
There is, and thank you for bringing that up because it's A lot of golfers come here for the first time and they say, I had no idea. My wife would love it here. My spouse would enjoy it here. And again, now we have some golf activities. This'll Do, which is our putting course in the cradle. So you don't want to come to the vineyard and not try the wine. So get them to come out here. But we've got a great spa. The Village of Pinehurst is so close to our different hotels. And you mentioned ways to come here. We've got 4 hotels. The Carolina is the big flagship. The Holly is the original one back in 1895. The Manor Inn is a small hotel. We've got an 8-room B&B. So you have a lot of variety depending on what kind of mood you're in. But a lot of them are centered right around the Village of Pinehurst, which is this quaint New England-style village. The village was designed by Frederick Law Olmsted, who did Central Park and the Biltmore Estate. And so the architecture within the village is cool. You could spend a day doing historic walking tours and shopping your way through the Village of Pinehurst. Now we mentioned the World Golf Hall of Fame and the USGA experience there. You could spend anywhere from 20 minutes to 8 hours in those facilities. We've got great food and beverage. So if you're a foodie and you just want to come and enjoy the culinary delights, there's plenty of that. And then I think sitting in a rocking chair ought to be an activity. You know, you pull up to the hotel or here at the clubhouse, and if all you do is sit in that rocking chair and read that book or make that phone call that you've been wanting to make for a long time, there's no better place to do it.
No, there's not. And the other thing, too, Tom, that I think is good is so you can purchase, when you book, a meal plan. You can purchase your golf package. You have a spa and golf package. You have just a spa package. There's something there for everyone. And I don't think we realized it the first night we were here because all of a sudden I'm pulling out the credit card to pay for it and they took it. And then it's like, no. If you eat in the Carolina dining room, that's part of your meal plan.
Yep. And some say the best breakfast in golf. The Carolina dining room has this
incredible.
I would
probably agree. Yes.
Yeah. So that is, we do have that meal plan and make it very convenient. You kind of hinted on, we've got a shuttle system that takes you everywhere you go. If you rent a car and you're going to park it, and then we're going to take you everywhere you need to go. If you leave your golf bag with us, it will magically show up at whatever course you're playing the next day. So it is, you know, I joke with our team. I was like, we're not a bucket list destination, because to me, bucket list implies you do it once and then you move on. I say, we want to be on your return list, because you can come here depending on time of year, depending on where you stay. We fit a variety of budgets. And so you can come here. That peak trip in October, staying at the Carolina Hotel, is going to be one type of trip. But if you stay at the Manor Inn in December, it's going to be a completely different Pioneers experience. So I say, don't put us on your bucket list. Put us on your return list.
I've been to several places, Tom, and I think I have never seen as many smiles from your staff, the people that work with the golfers, the non-golfers, front desk. It has to be something special to have the type of employees that you do on your team.
Well, I get complimented on the employees a ton, and sometimes I see, you know, I think they were trained more by their parents and grandparents than they were by us. We try to hire good people. We've got a tremendous number of longtime tenured staff. I sign anniversary letters, and I've signed 50-year anniversary letters. There's a lot of 40, 30-year employees here. But look, people have been dreaming all their lives about a trip to Pinehurst. And here we get to be part of such an amazing experience. They're arriving with a smile on their face, and we've got to match that energy. And so, you know, it's not, you know, I tell people sometimes, you know, there's shuttles being driven at the local hospital, and there's a shuttle being driven here. Which one would you rather drive? And, you know, you get to be with people who are having a trip of a lifetime. They're making memories that they'll recount at the dinner table at Thanksgiving for the rest of their lives, and we get to be a part of that experience. And so don't take it for granted. Try to match the energy and the enthusiasm that they're bringing, and I think it's working. Like I say, that our reputation was well in place before I got here. You know, we are riding on the shoulders of a lot of people who did a lot of hard work to put us up on this pedestal, and now we just are doing everything we can to stay there.
When you look at the future, I mean, it's changing. Technology is changing. Everything is changing. Where do you see Pinehurst 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road from here?
Yeah, I mean, we have changed a tremendous amount in the last decade. And when I say that, if I hadn't been to Pinehurst in 20 years and I heard somebody say that, I'd say, whoa, don't change anything. You know, it was great to begin with. Why are you changing it? And so the way I look at it is much has been added at Pinehurst over the last decade, but nothing has been lost. We haven't tried to modernize too much. We haven't gone, you know, contemporary with our styling. So we're always going to honor our history while we find ways to evolve and innovate. And so something is not really simple, but having a brewery, Pinehurst Brewing Company, is something that we opened 5 or 6 years ago, and it was an old abandoned steam plant right there in the middle of the village of Pinehurst that had been overgrown with ivy, and we were using it as a storage warehouse. And so when we finally decided we needed to do something with it, it used to produce power for the village of Pinehurst. Now it produces energy. Now it's a place where we brew more beer, and we smoke our own ribs and brisket and barbecue. So we're going to just find ways to continue to innovate and add amenities that are kind of consistent with our past, like the steam plant. You know, we looked at our history in order to move forward. So I think you'll find more golf continuing to come here. We're going to continue to innovate down at the sand mines with accommodations and lodging and additional golf courses. And there's so much energy with golf right now with the simulators and with Top Golf. We haven't quite figured out what we want to do from a interactivity. And you know, we don't know if people are playing enough golf during the day that's it, you know, shut it down, or do we want to find a way to innovate with some indoor stuff? So that's going to be coming here at some point in the future, but it's just going to be about USGA championships. We talked about the anchor site, but we're also going to be hosting other USGA championships. We've got the women's amateur in 27. We're going to have the US amateur, I think, in 32. The junior am is going to come here. We've hosted two adaptive opens. We want to continue hosting the adaptive championships. So it really will be every 2 to 3 years we'll host a USGA championship, and we'll be opening new amenities and things for our guests to enjoy.
When I sat down with Peter Dawson, the former secretary of the RNA, in the boardroom of the Old Course Hotel, I asked him about driving in to St. Andrews and the course. And he said he just got a jolt every time he crested the hill and saw the RNA clubhouse. When you pull up here on a daily basis, Tom, do you get a jolt, like a jolt of energy that I'm here, I'm at Pinehurst?
I get that feeling when I drive down Carolina Vista Drive and you see the Carolina Hotel at the end of this long road. It's got a copper roof and the trees kind of block it from view, but the closer you get, it kind of opens like a stage curtain. And that never gets old. And I'm glad you brought up the RNA. I mean, the home of golf with the old course and the RNA and the Open Championship, that's how it feels now here with the USGA's presence, with the anchor site US Open, with Pinehurst number 2. We've for a long time we called ourselves the home of American golf and the cradle of golf. And there was a time there where it felt more like just a saying. But now, with the USGA's presence and the championship calendar that we have, it does feel like the home of American golf. And 100%, it never gets old. When I get to watch people come up the 18th hole on Pinehurst number 2 and they take their hats off and shake hands and right there in the shadow of the Payne Stewart statue, you always know you're at a place that's really special.
Tom, best golf course you've ever played? And I'm going to have to say you can't say Pinehurst number 2, even though you might want to. Give me something different.
Thank you for saving me there. My favorite place I love to go is to Shinnecock. I went to my first U.S. Open there and just fell in love with the entire scene, the clubhouse, the golf course, the fescue, that when it's windy, it looks like it's alive. It looks like it has a heartbeat. And so having the opportunity to sit on the patio at Shinnecock Hills overlooking, you can probably see 13 holes from one spot. I really love it at Shinnecock. It's a hard golf course, though.
Yeah, no doubt. Fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and three others that you would like to play a round of golf with, who would they be?
I'm going to keep that close to Pinehurst. And so I hear so much about Richard Tufts, who was the USGA president. He was the grandson of the founder of Pinehurst. I would love to see what Richard thinks about everything that we've done here over the last several decades. Donald Ross. I'm on a hunt to hear Donald Ross's voice. No one has ever been able to produce a recording or anything, so I would love to play with Donald Ross. And then I would take Bob Dedman, who and his family own Pinehurst right now, so I would love the four of us to just go deep on Pinehurst history and to get their feedback on everything that we've done.
That would be so cool. Tom, I can't thank you enough for your time. Thank you.
It's been great having you here. I think you understand the ethos of everything Pinehurst is, so it's been a real treat to share it with you.
From Central Arkansas to South Arkansas to Northeast Arkansas, across the state to Northwest Arkansas, you will find a Beechwood hospitality property. From the Haywood in El Dorado to the Hilton Garden in Jonesboro to the Doubletree in Bentonville and the Staybridge Suites just south of Baumwalker Stadium, Beechwood Hospitality has a room for you. Beechwood Hospitality is the leader in hotel property management in the state. Make sure you find a Beechwood Hospitality hotel for your next overnight stay.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you. With state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons, it's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS Ortho Now is right here for you at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health, where motion lives and service leads.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. That's it for this edition of From the Short Grass. In our next episode, we will have a recap of this week's Jackson T. Stevens Cup, played at Shore Acres in Lake Bluff, Illinois. Interviews with the two individual champions, the head coaches of the winning teams, and, of course, the Stevens family. All in our next episode of From the Short Grass. As always, thanks for listening. And remember, you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just have to listen to 103.7 The Buzz or 106.7 Buzz 2. When you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the short grass.
You have been listening to From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.